This is Zuzu, and you are listening to URN.
You are listening to URN1350.net. I'm Rowan Parnell, and I'm joined here today with Zuzu. Hi, Zuzu. How are we doing?
I'm good, thanks.
Absolutely lovely to have you here. You're playing tonight in Nottingham at the Rescue Rooms. If people have not heard you before, what can they expect to hear from you if they come down tonight?
I guess, like, pop music with guitars. But it's fun, I think. I think guitar music should be fun. I think sometimes it can be too serious, so that's what you can expect.
If you were to describe your music then, it's fun pop music, high energy.
Sassy.
Sassy.
Only I can say that, other people can't.
It seems like it's been a great year for you in terms of release. You've had four singles coming out at the moment. Is there something big on the horizon that we can expect for you?
I don't want to say too much, but yeah, definitely we're going to have a couple of bodies of work come out soon.
There's something coming up in the future. We'll have to see what's happening there. You seem to be quite a person with all of the talent. Singer, songwriter, guitarist, but you also produce and direct your own music videos as well, which is quite unusual
after the time. Yeah, for sure. I mean, like, a lot of the time, I mean, I still have help, you know, from, like, real producers and directors in that world. But for sure, I have a very strong vision of what I want my music videos to look like and be like. And yeah, the label helped me find someone who can facilitate that and work with them creatively to create what I want.
Brilliant.
Overall. So yeah, I mean, I'm really lucky that I've been able to get to work with such creative people.
And you find, like, it's particularly, so you're currently signed to Virgin EMI Records. Are they particularly good for not holding you back in that sort of creative element?
Certainly,
you have that.
Like, Virgin have been, like, nothing but incredible to me and for my creativity. I can't complain at all.
Absolutely,
yeah, it's been great.
Absolutely fantastic. And then in the other sort of long list of your skills and talents, where does comic book illustration come into this?
Oh, well, I mean, that's very much a hobby. Like, I would not consider myself a comic book illustrator. But I love comic books and I love to read them and I love cartoons and stuff. So it's just inspired from that. But it's very much amateur. Like, I don't do that for real. I just do that for fun.
But there's sort of links in, I guess, or with just the creative process in general, obviously, like, as a creative.
Definitely. And sometimes because music is also my business, it's nice to have a way to, like, be creative that doesn't remind me of work all the time.
Okay, so this isn't your first time in Nottingham. You've come and played here before.
I've played loads.
So what other venues and stuff have you? You're in Rescue Rooms tonight. Where have you come through in the past?
We played the O2. No. There isn't an O2. It's don't tell me what it is. Don't tell me. Rock City.
Fantastic.
Played Rock City with the Cortinas this time last year, and Jerry Cinnamon. And then we played here with Hooton Tennis Club, and we played here with... We played a bunch of times. I can't even remember.
Absolutely fantastic.
How many times.
It's good for you. Do you enjoy it? It's a great place to come back to.
I love it, yeah. It's really fun. Corin, my boyfriend / guitarist / producer, songwriter guy. His whole family are from Nottingham, so shout out the Carbells.
You're from Liverpool originally.
Yeah.
The band, I tell you, did that start in Liverpool as well?
I'm a solo artist, but like, I play with a band all the time that I love and adore.
Is it the same band that has sort of stuck together?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, me and Corin, especially, like, we write all of the songs together and produce the songs, and so we've been working together for 7 years. But we actually met in London because we were signed to the same management company. I don't know how much detail you want from me on this subject. I could go on forever, but we met all over, and then, but this particular setup, like, I met my bassist Julia. She's also a guitarist. She's awesome. She's actually Australian, but she moved over to London to study music, so we met like four or five years ago. So yeah, we've all been knocking around for a while.
So for you there, if you're to be playing a gig, so either in Liverpool or London, which one is the homecoming?
Oh, London is not the homecoming. No, Liverpool. Liverpool is my home. Yeah, absolutely. For sure.
Is there someone in your life you think particularly influenced you creatively and got you to sort of, you know, led you on the path to where you are today?
Yeah, there's a few people probably. Like, firstly, like the people who influenced my music, kind of like musically, so to speak. Like my first ever favorite bands were kind of like the Arctic Monkeys and the Libertines and Blink-182, and then on the other hand it was like Taylor Swift, Miley Cyrus, do you know what I mean? So in a way now, like for a while I denied myself that like pop part of my past because I thought it was embarrassing, and like I was like, I want to make like guitar music and for everyone to take me seriously. But now I'm just like, I'm completely different. I'm like, no, pop music is sick, guitar music is sick, something in the middle, please. So yeah, I'm going for that now. Give me Avril Lavigne and Taylor Swift, that's what I want.
Do you feel then that there is like a change in the music industry at the moment? Because it used to be that there was very much sort of like a line you had to toe. If you're a new artist, you need to follow a certain thing.
Yeah,
there is, personally, I feel like there's a lot more of an effort for authentic artists coming out at the moment. And do you see that, or do you still find that there's
possibly people wanting
you to toe a line?
No, I think you're right there. And I think a lot of that is to do with maybe the internet and social media and stuff, and like people want to see like the real in quotation marks you, even though that's not really what they get from Instagram. But yeah, I do think that is true, and maybe I don't know if it's to do with labels or public demand, but certainly I expected a lot more less control even. But so yeah, I don't know why there's been a change, but there certainly has been. Maybe people are just more switched on now.
I think it's such a fantastic thing to see it come out, and you actually get to see a lot more. It just diversifies the music scene, and you get so much more out of it because of it. I'm very happy it's happening. and we get artists like you as well, so it's absolutely fantastic. If you were to say you had a favourite sound in this world, on the planet Earth, a sound that just sort of like...
Yeah.
Fixes you up, like what when you hear it.
Cat's purring. Yeah, easy. I like, as you said it, and I was like, that's a weird question, and then instantly I was like, my cat. Yeah, it calms me down, and like when they're purring, I know they're happy. I know they're safe. They're with their mama. Always good in the world. I love my boys so much.
You ever considered getting one of those? Like, I guess if you're out on tour though, you can't see your cats for a while.
A Skype
thing. The pet Skype ones.
Yeah, do you know what though? I think it'd just stress our Edgar out because he hears my voice and he'd just go mad. I think he wouldn't. He's not clever enough to understand it, and I just think he'd stress out.
Oh, fair enough. Well, Zuza, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. If there's anything that you'd like to tell the good students of Nottingham about where to find you, where you'll be playing next, things coming in the future,
yes.
Anything you want to get out there?
You can find me on all the socials at This Is Zuzu, and you can listen to my music and my new single on Spotify, and you can listen to me right now selling you random songs that you don't know. Thanks, Nottingham.
Yeah, thank you so much, Zuzu. It's been a pleasure. Cheers.
Thanks, bye. This is URN.